Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. On one occasion, Jesus spoke thus, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Jesus says in today's gospel, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you." Human life is not easy, rather it is a challenge. Many find life burdensome for various reasons, personal, emotional, psychological, physical, financial, social, and so forth. When one finds life burdensome, the temptation is to take refuge in someone or something. The someone could be a close friend or a relation. The something could be some good hobbies, music, dance, games, drinks, drugs, sex, money, New Age healing remedies, and so forth. But when even this someone and something fails us, the last resort solution seems to be to end one's life itself, almost tragically. This is happening almost daily before our eyes. In this context, Jesus' invitation, "Come to me," is very significant. If we heed his call to come to him, we will go to him. We shall find the solution to life's problems in him. How can we go to him? Many ways can be suggested to go to him. First of all, through his word. The apostle Peter told Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." He who follows me will not be walking in darkness, but will have the light of life, says the Lord himself. His words are light for our path. His life-giving words are found in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures. The Word of God is Jesus himself. By reading the Word daily and by pondering upon them, like Mary his mother and our mother, we shall unburden our life. Our life will find meaning and new light. Secondly, we can go to Jesus through the sacraments, especially through the sacrament of reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, one can pour out one's burdens to a priest who is present representing Christ. To a priest in the sacrament of confession, one can share the most intimate secrets and burdens of our hearts, which even a husband or a wife will normally not share with each other. Even non-Catholics and non-Christians admire the efficacy of this sacrament, which we Catholics often see as very routine, boring, ineffective, and take for granted. We Catholics should take this sacrament seriously, not because it is primarily a psychological means of unburdening our hearts and minds, but because of the presence of Jesus through his grace, forgiving and reconciling us with one another and with God. Then we can go to Jesus through the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist should be the center of our life. Eucharist is both unburdening, healing and nourishing. The penitential service at the beginning of the Holy Eucharist helps us to seek forgiveness for our many failings and thus reconcile us with God and one another. Later, in the Eucharist, we get nourished both from the table of the Word and the table of the bread. Hence, the importance of coming to the Eucharist on time for benefiting from all its parts. In a significant manner, the words of Jesus, "Come to me," is echoed in and through the Holy Eucharist. We can go to Jesus by being in the Eucharistic presence of the Lord in the tabernacle. By spending quality time with Him, present in the tabernacle and exposed in the Blessed Sacrament, we can unburden ourselves. There is no better way to attain calmness, equanimity and tranquility in our daily life. We can find the best rest, a refreshing experience for our souls by spending time with Jesus. Amen.